This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. Before we start, I just want to say it's good to be here with you guys as we start the week. And I want to thank the HopeCast Network for making this podcast possible. And if you like me, if you're a friend of the show and you've never done this, make sure you go to iTunes and write us a review. Leave us a review on how much this show means to you if you like it. And go to Spotify if you're listening there. Give us a 5-star. We want to keep the show going. We want to spread it. We want more people to have the weekly calling on their phones every Monday. With that being said, again, thank you for downloading it. Thank you for choosing to listen to this podcast this morning or wherever you're at, walking, working. I don't know, but you've chosen to listen and hit play, and I appreciate that so much. Today, we have a devotional for you, and let me tell you, Nahum 1, 7 through 8, the Lord is good. A strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in him, but with an overwhelming flood, he will make an end of Nineveh. He will pursue his foes into the realm of darkness. You see, Nahum isn't a book people usually turn to for comfort. It's a short book. It's a fierce word of God against Nineveh, the capital of Assyria, a violent empire that crushed nations with cruelty. But beneath the fury and the fall of an empire, there's something deeply personal and profoundly relevant for you and I today. You see, the story behind Nahum is layered. About 100 years earlier, God had already sent Jonah to Nineveh, and the people had repented. They turned from their violence. They cried out for mercy. They said, "Lord, please forgive us." God relented. But now, generations later, Nineveh had gone back to its old ways. Arrogance, exploitation, idolatry, and oppression. Nahum's prophecy declares, enough! The time for mercy is past. Now comes justice. It's like when I talk to my kids, right? I'm like, you know what? I've given you mercy, Max. I'm not going to do it again. It's time for justice. This is where many people struggle with God. How can the same God be slow to anger and yet great in power and judgment? Nahum reminds us that God's love and God's justice are never at odds. They're two sides, listen closely, two sides of his holiness. If he were only loving but never just, evil would never be confronted. If he were only just but never loving, none of us would survive. Nahum is proof that God's patience isn't weakness. It's grace. He gives time for repentance. But when people, nations, or systems continue to mock his mercy and harm others, his justice eventually rolls in like a flood. And that's good news, even when it's uncomfortable, because it means God actually cares about right and wrong. He's not indifferent. Let me tell you a quick story. So during World War II, Corrie ten Boom and her family in the Netherlands hid Jews in their home from Nazi soldiers. They were discovered and they were sent to concentration camps. Corrie's sister, Betsy, died there. Corrie did not. Years later, she met one of the cruel Nazi guards who had tortured them. He had become a Christian and asked her for forgiveness. Corrie said she froze. Every part of her wanted justice, not mercy. But in that moment, she remembered Nahum's truth. God is good. He's the refuge. He handles justice. Corrie realized her job wasn't to make the man pay. It was to trust God with what she couldn't control. She forgave him, and she later said forgiveness is the key that unlocks the door of resentment and the handcuffs of hate. God has said enough to evil regimes before. He will again. But until then, we're going to live in that tension, trusting his justice and extending our mercy. So, what are we thinking about after hearing that story? See, Nahum's image is powerful. God's justice comes so strongly And when we stand before God, the question is, are we standing against it or are we standing with God? This week, I want you to think about, where in your life are you trying to play judge instead of trusting God to handle it? Is there a person, a system, or a situation you need to say, hey man, God, I trust you with this. You're my refuge. This week, write down one thing that feels unjust or out of your control and consciously hand it to God in prayer. Then, instead of letting anger or fear rule you, I want you to act in faith. Choose forgiveness. Speak truth. Help someone who's hurting. Because Nahum reminds us, God will deal with evil, but he also shelters those who trust him. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for a story like this. It just is a reminder, we have to continue to trust you, Lord. Thank you for the listeners that have tuned in this week. Father, I pray your blessings over them as they're traveling, as they're walking, as they're working. God, I pray that this week we hand over to you what we don't want to at times, Lord, because we naturally want to hold on to it. Thank you, God, for a book like Nahum, because you will deal with the evil, Lord. Thank you for doing that. We ask all these things in your holy name. Amen. Hey, my name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.